Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your happy host today for the Hope Collection. We don't have any sunshine outside today. We have a cloudy day here, but we have sunshine in our hearts, and we're here to help anyone that would like to talk to us, and we'll talk to you and see if there's any way we can help you, because that's what we do. We're part of the Hope Collection, and we're partnering with the Golden Rule Society from Captain Len Kane, and we're just here to help people and help them to help other people, and that's what our motto is, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we do every day. And this particular show is sponsored by Optimize My Life, which we believe everybody needs to have their life optimized, and so that they can accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish in their life. And our goal is to help for everybody, every single person, every single family, and every single organization that's helping people, to help them to have a better world and to make as a composite, to make a whole thing as a better world. For example, the kindness program in Golden Rule Society that Captain Len Kane had started is there to help people to realize that being kind to people is very important, and to do that every day. Be kind to people, whether it's reaching out your hand and shaking hands with them and introducing yourself, or whether it's complimenting them for serving their country as a veteran or as a first responder, or whatever it is. You know, whether you know someone and they have a wonderful family, and that's because of the accomplishments that the parents have made in that family. To bring up their children properly and to give them the right values in their life, the spiritual and every other value, work ethic and every other thing that they need in their lives to become better citizens and to help the whole country as a whole. And so those are the kind of areas that we work in. The Hope Collection itself is it was started many years ago by Dr. Joel Griffin. He was a tremendous servant leader, and Joel Griffin was a very good friend. He still is, but he's passed. But I consider him as one of my best friends. And his philosophy was reaching out to people and helping them in any way they need possibly, whether it's an education need or they want to get certified in a particular area to improve their job situation, or whether they have a financial need, whether it's they need to make more money to support their family. We have programs that will help you in that area. Whether it's housing, for example, if they're interested in changing apartments, their family's growing and they need a bigger apartment, or they want to buy a home or lease a home, whatever it is, we have programs that we can help you with. In this particular show, we concentrate today's show on the family unit. And we talk about honoring family traditions and the relationships within families. And we think those areas are very important. And we can help everybody in those, any issues they have in their life in that area. All of our programs are focused on you and you and you. They're not focused on us because our motto is to help you and to help you to help other people. That's what our focus is. And we will, when Dr. Griffin started the Hope Collection, as I said many years ago, I guess it's 20 years ago by now, the time flies when you're having fun. And we have a good time. See, we get a lot of personal satisfaction out of helping people. And that's why we do it, and that's why we do it for free. We don't charge people, and we help them to get into whatever it is they want to do. I'm working with a lot of immigrants, primarily the Spanish immigrants, because we have a Spanish group in our church. They meet every week. I find that those people are very, very highly motivated. They're very, very much oriented towards the family, towards helping everyone in the family. They're very much oriented towards being motivated to help other people. They have many, many friends, and every Sunday when we meet in church, everyone is greeting each other hoping and blessing them, and hoping that they're and asking them if there's anything they need help with. So those are the kind of things that I found with the Spanish people. I started a program a few years ago. I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago now, with the Spanish people, and I identified several areas that they need help. They need help in when they come here. They come to this country and they don't know how to speak English. So one of the first things we did, I started a program to help them to learn the English language and how to use the English language, how to make sentences, what kind of words in English are different than Spanish, and there's many of those. So we work on those areas and how to write in English. And so forth. And I'm working right now with a couple of different people in that area. At one time, we had six families going at a time, where we would meet one day a week in one of their houses or one of their apartments, and we would meet for about an hour and a half. And we would go through learning the difference in the words and the difference in the meanings of the words, and how to put those words into an English sentence, and then how to create a paragraph out of those sentences. So and how to write and how to communicate, how to speak it. It's funny when we meet at church every week. After the church service, then all the Spanish families congregate in an area, right? We call it the narthex. It's like a part of the building, but it's an area where people can communicate and talk. So we all meet there, and we greet each other and give each other a hug and talk about what it is that's important in their lives. And so that's to me, that motivates me when I see that, because I see all of the families doing that. And they're very, very interested in helping each other and reaching out to each other and doing whatever's necessary to make it work. And we had for Palm Sunday, we had a get together where we after the service, after the church service on Palm Sunday, we all met in a what we call our education building, and we had a breakfast together, and that was good because it was an opportunity for all of us to reach out to them again and to sit down with them at a table and have a meal together. And it was great, and it was just a wonderful experience. And I my wife, by the way, that I married about 3 years ago now, she and I met one of the first times I was in the with the Spanish ministry. I came walking into the church. She was standing in the aisle there with her daughter and her husband, and I've known them for a long time, the daughter and the husband, but I had never met her mother. And so her mother, she introduced her mother to me, and it was the first step in a tremendous relationship. And we've since then had a tremendous relationship, and every day we're together, and every day we tell each other how much we love each other. So anyway, we decided almost 3 years ago now to get married and to commit ourselves to a lifetime together, and that's what we've done, and that's what we do every single day. So that's the first, one of the important parts of my my family. Another very, very, and I think it's number one importance in our family is our relationship with our God. I found that's another thing. The Spanish people have a tremendous relationship with the Lord, and they pray and they worship and they go to the church services and they help each other and they help in the community. All those kinds of things that they're doing, and that motivates me to do more. So because when I help them with something, whether they have an issue in their life, and I work with them and help them on that, that's the payment that I get for doing that. I call it personal satisfaction out of helping someone, because I see a smile on their face, and that really motivates me, because they're happy that they've accomplished something. Just like when I teach them to learn the English language. They are very happy and they have a smile on their face, and that motivates me more to want to do more to help them. So anyway, that's how that all works. And that's a process that's called the cycle of appreciation. When we help other people like God wants us to do, then it comes back to us. It comes back to us in many, many different ways. As I said, the one is just the personal satisfaction that we get out of doing it. And the other is ways that come back to us that God blesses us with. For example, he says to love him, in other words, to love God and love his people. And that's how we do it. We love the people that we work with. And we help them in, as I said, in any area that they need help in. Could be a spiritual health, a spiritual work, or a spiritual issue that they have issues with. Well, we work with them on that, and we talk to them about that. And we give them recommendations. And then we don't just drop it there. We follow through with them. For example, I've been working with some people for more than 40 years and helping them in a lot of different areas in their life. We work with veterans. We work with first responders like police officers and EMS people and teachers. Teachers are first responders too, because if there's an issue in the classroom, they are there to be the first person to take action on trying to resolve that issue. And all kinds, probably the largest group of population in this country is first responders, because it crosses many, many different occupations, like medical doctors and nurses and all kinds of people. Clerks that work in the department store or in a grocery store, they're there to help people that may have an issue in their life, and to respond, be the first one to respond. That may be nothing more than mentioning it to the manager or calling for an EMS group to come and help them. Maybe they have a serious medical problem. So anyway, those are some areas that we work together and help people. And it's so simple. And the other area, God wants us to love His people, as I think I said earlier. That love that we get from Him, and He gives us love unconditionally. He doesn't put any conditions on it, except He says, give it back to other people. You know, don't just keep it for yourself. Give it away. And that's part of what we do also, as we give away our love and appreciation to other people for things that they do and areas that they're accomplishing in their lives. We think that recognizing people for things that they do are very important. Like on birthdays, we recognize people every single week for birthdays and anniversaries, wedding anniversaries. And in the case of the Spanish ministry, if someone comes into our church for the first time, we recognize them as coming as a member of our church for the first time. So there are all kinds of things like that. Whenever I see a police officer, if I'm out and about, and I see a police officer, I just walk over to them and I hold out my hand and shake their hand and say, thank you. Thank you for serving your community and our state, if they're a state trooper. And the same way with veterans. Every time I see a veteran, either a veteran or a person that's currently in the military, if they have a uniform on and I recognize that they're in the service, I walk over to them and I reach out my hand and say, thank you. Thank you for serving our country and our community. Oh, and you should see the big smile they get on their face. And there's a little amazement in their eyes, because they're wondering, why is this guy doing this? And it's a good feeling for me to see their reactions. Yesterday, I was in the doctor's office, and there was an elderly man there. I don't know, he might have been the same age as I am, but because I'm an elderly man. But anyway, he was sitting there, and he had a cap on that said that he was a veteran. And so I walked over to him, and I said to him, I want to thank you. Thank you very much for serving our country. Oh, he got a big smile on his face. He said, oh, thank you very much. See, they don't hear that very often. But I tell you what, every time I see one and the opportunity is there to greet them and to thank them. And that's part of what Len Cain promotes also in the kindness campaign that he has through the Golden Rule Society. And that is a tremendous organization. The Golden Rule Society is something that Len and his wife Ann started more than 50 years ago. Len is an elderly gentleman also, just like me. He's in his 80s, and I am too. But anyway, he he started, he saw an opportunity and a need to help people. And so he started that organization over 50 years ago. And he's been nominated, I think, 5 times now, or 6, I'm not sure the exact number, for the Nobel Peace Prize. And he is a tremendous accomplishments in his life. But these accomplishments are for other people. His accomplishments deal with helping other people. His accomplishments are all focused on other people, not on himself and not on his wife, but on the people that they can help. So that's the reason why we joined up as partners with the Golden Rule Society. And Dr. Griffing was responsible for that before he passed away. He fought cancer for more than 5 years, and he passed away, I think it's a couple of years now. That's how it works. And, you know, Dr. Griffing, till the day he died, he was focused on helping other people, helping his family. He's married. His wife, Ardith, is a wonderful person. And he was one of my mentors. My main mentor in my life for 40-some years, we worked together on helping other people. And he helped me in so many ways. And ways that helped me to help my family. He helped me in learning and teaching how to develop better relationships, not only with your wife, but with your children and their children, my grandchildren and great grandchildren. How to develop better relationships with them. And how to teach them the values that God wants us to have, the values such as loving each other and the values such as helping each other and working together and having a good work ethic. My parents taught me that, as well as God, to have a good work ethic. And if you want to accomplish something, you need to work at it. And not just talk about it, or not just talk about the things that you want to do, but take the necessary action to make it happen. And that's a lot what we teach people. We teach them how to be reactive and proactive and to help not only themselves and their families, but also help other people. And love, as I said, is a very critical part of it. See, we have to love ourselves. We have to love our God, and we have to love ourselves first before we can love other people. So it's important that we teach them how to love themselves. In other words, think about the things that you're accomplishing in your life, and be happy about those things. And like I talked about working with the Spanish ministry, I'm very, very happy and pleased with what I've been able to help people with. And it's not me by myself. We have a whole team of people that work with other people. And that team starts with the good Lord. He's the head of our team. And Dr. Joel Griffin, who is emulated what the Christian principles were, but he didn't just being a Christian wasn't the only thing that he would work with the Jewish people. He would work with Buddhist people. He worked with anybody. Atheists he would work with, I'm the same way because he taught me and I learned from him. And Lynn Cain is the same way, Captain Lynn Cain, and I'm learning a lot from him too. I've talked to him a couple of times a week now, it's a wonderful experience to be able to honor our families and their traditions and honor the relationships that we have. And all of this comes from God because he's in charge. I am firmly a believer of that, that God's in charge of our lives and everything that we do. Whether we accomplish a lot or not, he's still in charge. And whether we believe in him or not, he's still in charge because he created us and he created our earth and the universe. He created it all. And I am a firm believer in that also. And I pass that on to my children. And by the way, my children are doing very well. I have 11 children now in my family because when I married my current wife, Flor, she had two beautiful daughters, and they both have families. And they're part of our family now together. And my 9 children, so 9 and 2 makes 11. And we have a total of, I believe it's about 37 grandchildren now, and great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, because we've gone into that area also. But they're located not all in the United States. They're located in different parts of the world. My oldest grandson, he met a young woman in college from Germany. And they got together and they hit it off and they developed relationships. For the whole year she was here as an exchange student. And then she went back and she invited him to come over to Germany as an exchange student. And he did that. And he finished his college, got his bachelor's and his master's degree in Germany. And then they later got married. And now they have one child, and that's one of my great-grandchildren. And just a beautiful woman that he met, and they have a beautiful child together. And they're very happy over there. So they live in Germany because he couldn't get a job here in the United States when he graduated. He tried different places and many places. And his girlfriend at that time, she said, "Well, come on over here. I'll help you get a job." She says, "A lot of people are getting jobs over here." So he did. And then they got married, I think, a year later. And then they have one grandchild. So that's one example of that I work with him for years with my grandchild. Because I had worked with his mother, who was my daughter, and with her husband. So anyway, we all work together as a team. In the Hope Collection, we have a team. And in the Golden Rule Society, we have a team. I was just inducted into the Golden Rule Society as a senior advisor to the whole team on the Golden Rule Society. And I'm on the board of directors of the Hope Collection as the vice president. My good friend Ron Clayton up in Buffalo is the president of the Hope Collection. And we are trying to very hard to carry on the tradition that was started by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Ardith. As I said, I've been very good friends with them for over 40 years. He was one of my very best friends. And I'm working with veterans, a number of different veterans I work with to help them. A good friend of mine, Larry, here in New Jersey, he introduced me to a number of different organizations that I belong to now, such as the Elks Club. Elks Club does a tremendous amount of work with people. And I've also been introduced, the Elks Club works with special needs children. And they work with seniors, and they work with veterans, and just so there's a lot of synergy between that organization and what we do through the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. And so I am very happy to be part of that. By the way, I just mentioned a few minutes ago one of my good friends is Ron Clayton up in Buffalo, the president of the of the Hope Collection, and he and I have been friends for I guess 40 years now, he's just a wonderful man that's carrying on the legacy that Dr. Joel Griffing and his wife Artis started. Ron and his wife Linda are just tremendous servant leaders also, and they are reaching out to people every day. Ronnie, I want to welcome you on the show. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's so great to hear your voice. You sound bright and fresh, and so are you ready for spring?
Yeah. I'm out of the hospital and at it again, you know. And
all right.
Yesterday, yesterday my wife Flora was in the hospital for 2 days, and she's back home now. She had a bout with vertigo.
Oh, and, boy.
And where you get dizzy, and she could hardly walk because she was so affected by it, and she was throwing up into the bathroom, and she was had pain in her stomach, and this happened on Sunday this week Sunday, and I said we're going to take you to the hospital because there were no doctors available at that time. So I took her to the emergency room, and they checked her out. And so she ended up staying there for 2 days, and they got her under control. And so she's back home doing good. And so we're both back home and doing good now. So
that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that, Robert. Well, we're all back in the saddle again, I guess you could say.
Yeah, right.
You know? As we look to this weekend.
I think there was a song about like that, back in the saddle.
As we look to this weekend as being such a pivotal day in the calendar of the history of the world, Easter Sunday, Good Friday, most of us will be attending or partaking in some service or some remembrance program for the weekend, and then a victory celebration on Sunday, because we, as the Hunt Collection, and we honor and expect, and of course we respect faith, and we acknowledge it, and we know that our faith is based in the Lord, and this is His reigning time, the creation of the reign of Christ, and
amen.
We're all celebrating that, and thank God we have Him. You know, I know you look to much of your healing and Flo's healing. We have doctors, and they've been taught, and they have the skills, and God has created medicine to be able to help us get better, to help our bodies heal. But you know what really is the most strongest healing agent there is? It's Christ Himself. And I know that the prayers that were held for myself and you and Flo are what bring us through, and we give glory to God for that. We don't try and take the glory, and we don't try and claim that we're the ones. He works with us, and we're so thankful for that.
Amen. Yes. He's in control. That's for sure. Go ahead, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm trying to give Linda's attention to a program. There's a little home on Tiny Homes. There's a show on the Red Television right now that they're building tiny homes, and some Maine cabin masters. They've gone to a program. They have a whole program where they build tiny homes. I was trying to catch some of it so that I could maybe get some notes on the name of it and maybe get connected for the housing division of the Hope Collection. And I know that today I just want to call them and say hi because I want to make sure I had a chance to say hello to you before Easter and let you know as we go forward. This is the renewal, the beginning, the new beginning of life and the coming of our year. We're just so looking forward to our Bob, and we got some great things that are going to happen. And I know that you have been, for as many years as you've been a partner, an officer or an organizer with the Hope Collection and a friend of Joel and Artis Griffin and the rest of us, we just have been committed. I will live our lives in serving. And you've done it at such a tremendous level. I just want to thank you and acknowledge. I know there's some other acknowledgments coming up on your behalf. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, but just to let you know I know about it. Can't hide anything, Brian.
Okay,
I want you to know
sounds,
we're just so proud
great.
Of you.
Yeah, Len and I have been communicating quite a bit this past couple of weeks, I am honored to be working with him, and very humbled, as a matter of fact. And I just appreciate, you know, it's part of what Joel used to teach us about the cycle of appreciation. If we do what God wants us to do, and we are help other people, love them and do what God wants us to do, it comes back to us, and this is part of it. And I thank you for all the kind words you've said. And I feel the same way about you. I absolutely do. And I'm very, very proud that you and I are working together as a team and helping other people, because that's what God wants us to do. So anyway, I appreciate you coming on.
Bob, has anybody else joined us?
I still don't understand it. Say it again.
I said, has anybody else joined us?
Anyone else on the phone?
Oh, calls? No, it's just you and I. It's just you and I for now.
Okay, well, I want to make sure I acknowledge anybody that might be on the call, too.
I appreciate you.
We'll make the announcement.
I appreciate you coming
tomorrow.
And you know,
we'll
you know, Ronnie, that
tomorrow.
Yeah, you know as well as I do that when we're doing the show, it's much better if we have people on with us. You know, it makes it so much easier, and it's helping us to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, and that's to help other people. Yeah, because the focus is on them, not on us. So I appreciate you coming on, my friend. I know you're very busy, and I thank you. And say hi to your lovely woman, Linda.
She's right next to me, Bob. She's right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's so close that she retired, so we're together more than that. I want to let you know that we are in the process right now, before the next board meeting. We will have some initiation of putting together a group that is going to help us build. We have a membership campaign, and we've got a couple things that are going on and that are developing. One project that's coming about that is in the development stage right now, I'm working with Rick Reese, a company called Cambridge. We'll have more to talk about both at the board meeting and when we have another meeting with Rick. But we're going to have a service to deliver to everybody, and particularly that helps veterans and their families, or first responders and their families. We are going to have a certified 501c3 organization that helps people with debt problems, budgeting, creating and solving, and helping work the financial side of their background. If anybody's in trouble, anybody wants to work to get to build a house or buy a house, we're going to have a whole program through this Cambridge. Cambridge is the name of it.
Why
don't
you simply get a budget?
Wow.
Yeah, if you want to get a budget, you'll be able to. It's free. By the way, services are free. And we're going to be announcing that, and we'll have that on the website within a month.
That's great. That's great, Ronnie.
That's
what I was talking about earlier before you came on. I was talking about how we how we work with other people and how we work with other organizations, and it's a team effort. It's a team effort. It's not it's not all about us. It's about the what can the leader of the team, who is our good Lord, can get us to do the things that he wants us to do, and to follow his command. And I just think that's so important, and all working together. It's not an individual accomplishment thing. It's a team accomplishment thing. And so thank you, Ronnie, for bringing that up. Cambridge, huh?
Well,
that sounds like a good organization.
If you get a chance to go online on your computer, look up Cambridge. You'll see it's Cambridge. I don't know if it's Cambridge Financial. It's Cambridge. It comes under financial services. But they are as an organization, a nonprofit. We have in Buffalo, there's only a couple of these companies left. There are a lot of private companies that do financial, but they're not very, they're not legit. But this one, we vetted them. Rick has vetted them completely. They are really sound, and they're huge. And we had a company called Consumer Credit Counseling, and they were sponsored by the United Way. And they do what this company does is I want to say identical, and they, I know firsthand because I helped the couple go through the process. And when they started, they were $30,000 in debt. Their house, they were going to lose their house. They didn't have anything going for them. And today they live in a beautiful new home, condominium, and they're living a life like they never dreamed they'd had. We did that using getting them using these systems. I'm so excited to be able to offer that to people and that kind of life-changing situation that we're going to be able to offer. So that'll be coming up very soon. But we're in the works of putting it together right now. And as soon as I can get it on the website, we will have it there, Bob.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That is a very important thing for a lot of people, is to get out of debt and to help them with their credit situations and their housing situations.
Even if someone's not in, you know, credit, but they don't know how to put together a budget or how to put together or follow their bills or how much money they have, I never had any financial training in my life. I really did.
Yep.
I went to the school of pay a lot of overdraft check fees to the banks.
Not lately.
No, I haven't done it in years, but for years, when the beginning of our marriage, I was not very good with keeping a checkbook. I could have been in trouble. Seriously, could have been in trouble for the issues that created, because I just didn't know how to handle money. And we were blessed to be able to have money, but we didn't use it very well. And so we got together with Consumer Credit Counseling, and they got us on the road. And for years, we've just followed the outline of the program, which we learned is how we want to life.
Young people.
So this is, young people, older people that are in the midst of right now. Like, they just come through COVID, and they're dealing with the Bidenomics, and they can't get a hold of things. This will be, and it's free. All the services, Bob, are free.
Yep.
So it's going to be super. Well, look, I got to head out, but I wanted to touch base with you. I wanted to make sure that we connected today. And I know we still have to get together. And now I'm getting better, Bob. I mean, I've started some weeks where there's some days I'm not feeling well. But I'm really getting better. I'm actually on a program to walk without a cane. I'm on a Harvard study, medical study, to follow my recovery from my knee surgery, and I am doing well. So we're going to be better.
Great. God is good. God's helping you, and I know
that,
and that's great.
I hope you and family and Heather has a wonderful Easter together. You're going to all get together?
Yes. Yes, we're going to be getting together. We're going to church together and getting together for probably a meal on Sunday afternoon, and so it's a celebration, good celebration, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ and honoring him and giving him all the credit for things that he's doing for us in our lives, all the blessings. And so I thank God. I thank you, Ronnie, for coming on. And I just say hi to Linda for me and give her a hug. And I know you don't have any problem giving her a hug. I know you're just like my wife Flora. I don't have any problem giving her a hug.
Yeah,
I love
That's
it every minute
have
of it.
A great day. We'll see you later. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you, Ronnie. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye bye. Well, folks, that was a pleasant surprise. Our president of the Hope Collection and of Optimize My Life and many other things that we have going on. Ron is also a senior advisor of the Golden Rule Society with Captain Len Cain. And Ron and Len Cain, they do the radio show every Friday. So tomorrow is a very, very good show. You can learn a lot about the two different organizations and things that we're accomplishing to help other people. Both organizations, the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. because it's a team effort, and it focuses on helping individuals, helping families, and helping any organization that needs help, such as the Elks Club. We do a lot of work with another organization called Easter Seals, and that one's been around for a long time. And we do a lot of work that we do with them. An organization in New York City called New York City Relief that works with the homeless and feeds them and teaches them the spiritual aspects of our lives. And so there's just a lot of different organizations in a lot of different areas to help people. I am a longtime member of an organization called the Knights of Columbus. It's a men's organization through the Catholic Church, and it was founded many years ago. And they have one of the things Knights of Columbus does is they're very oriented towards family and very oriented towards charity to other people and working with other people. They've helped children to get coats that they need coats so they can stay warm in the wintertime. Millions of coats have been given to individual children around the world. So it's not a local organization, it's a worldwide organization. And I am a member and past leader of that organization, and I help as much as I can to help them to help other people. As I said, there's a lot of different areas that we have that we work in with the Hope Collection. It's just not one particular area. We have eight main pillars in the Hope Collection, housing that Ron talked about. That's just one pillar in the Hope Collection. Education is another pillar. We help people with their education from preschool all the way up to the graduate school and through graduate school. And then we work with people in getting certified in different areas in their life. I am very, very happy to be part of that. When I was in the hospital yesterday with my wife, I met a young lady there who was a nurse in training, and she's in her final year, and she's doing a residency right now as a nurse, learning with other nurses what they do and how to help people. And she was very, very effective of it, very, very good. And so I gave her one of my cards for the Hope Collection, which has my name and telephone number, and I told her, go check out the site, and you'll probably find some things in there that might interest you. And if you have questions or about it, then give me a call. So that's how we do it. It's a very simple process. It's a very simple process to introduce our program to people and to help them and help them get started and to do interviews with them. A little online interview with anybody that's new coming to the Hope Collection. I want to find out what is the most important thing that they want to get in, that they want to resolve in their life. If there is something, and everybody needs help. There's nobody in the world that doesn't need help. And I don't care what it is, whether it's their attitude or whether it's their as Ron mentioned, their financial situation, or whatever it is. We all need help, including myself, including my wife, including my family. We all need help. So that's what we're here for, just here to help. And one of my sons called me this morning. He's a contractor like I am, as one of my businesses. He also has his own construction business. and he does home renovations. And he called me to see what my availability was for next week, that I could help him with some areas. I'm very good in all the trades because I've been involved in that for more than 60 years, learning the different trades. And I follow a philosophy, is what's called learn by doing. And I've learned a lot by doing things, and I've put in air conditioning systems in one of my houses that I own. Matter of fact, the first house that I own, I completely rewired the whole house. So did all the electrical work, the plumbing. I did all the plumbing in it, redid all the plumbing in it, and upgraded it all. And painting and heating systems. I put in heating systems. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that I've got skills in all those areas, and I've done that for so many years that I know how to do things. I do it for many. All of my friends that are close friends of mine, I do it for free. Now some people I charge a little bit, but I don't even charge half of what other people would charge. I ask them that if they pay for the materials and give me a little bit of money on the side, that's good. And that's how I do it with people. I did it with a lady in my church just a couple of weeks ago. She had her water system in her bathtub was not working properly. They couldn't get in the diverter on it was broken. And so I had to go in and take the diverter out and put a new one in, and then got the new one working. So they were very happy with that. And I worked about a day and a half on that because it was soldered in. The old one was soldered in, and I had to use my torch. I had to cut a hole in the wall, not in on the bathtub side, but on the other side. And take the old one out, unsolder it, and take it out, and put the new one in. And I was fortunate enough to find one that was the same kind and had the same kind of hookup. So all I had to do was solder the new one in, and then turn it on and adjust it if it needed it, and then get it working. She's very happy with it. So anyway, that's just another example, and I want you to understand, I'm not bragging about the things that I do, but in order to tell people what we do, we have to talk about what we do, and that's how it works. We work with people in whatever area they need help in, and if it's something that I don't have skills in, I will refer it to somebody who does or to an organization that does. There's a lot of organizations out there that do things for people that I'm not skilled in. We have access to those organizations through the Hope Collection because we've been at it, as I said, for a long time now. We have developed different connections with different organizations. And that's why it's called the Hope Collection. Just about the things that Ron Clayton talked about a few minutes ago, this Cambridge organization and the Consumer Credit Company, different organizations like that. There's an organization that produces affordable homes, and they're that's an organization that we work with also, where people can get an affordable home, not for hundreds of thousands of dollars, but less than 100, maybe 50 to 100,000, depending on what is their need is and how many rooms they need and so forth. But there's a lot of different organizations out there like that, and we have access to them, and many of them we have partnerships with. So that gives you an idea of some of the things that we're all about, and it gives you an idea of some examples of things that we're doing, such as the work that I do a lot with the Spanish people and the work that I do with people who have special needs. I'm working with a number of people that have special needs. And I'm working with a number of veterans. A very good friend of mine, his name is Larry. He lives here in New Jersey. And for many years, he and I have been worked together on different projects. And I've helped him to upgrade a house that he bought in the last 2 years. And I did it all for free. Because, as I said, my close friends, I will work for free. And my family members, I will work for free. I've done worked in many houses of my family members, my children and my grandchildren, helping them out. And so as I help them out, I teach them the things that I know, teach them the skills that I know, so that they can do it for themselves. And that's what we try to do with helping people with situations that they have in their lives, is to teach them, give them information that will help them to solve their problem, and then encourage them and recognize them when they accomplish something. Those are all important aspects of what we do. And it's all part of being a servant leader. And not just saying them, well, you do this, this, and this, and you'll solve your problem. No, we say, we'll work with you on these three things, let's say, and then we'll see if we can help you to accomplish that. And then we'll stick with them. And I've had people that I've worked with, as I said, over 40 years in different areas of their lives. And so that's what we do. I have a very good friend in Minnesota. Her name is Mary. And Mary has now become a member of the board also on the Hope Collection. But she's done tremendous things for us, helping us in her. She's an experienced psychologist, and she works with a lot of children that have autism, and that's her job situation. But she's also very much oriented to helping people in a nonprofit organization as well as in a profitable organization. So I commend her for everything that she does. And she has helped me with some of the people that I have friends with and that have situations. And so I just see, that's how it works. It's a team effort. I'm a member of the team. Larry's a member of the team. Mary's a member of the team. Ron Clayton is a very, very, very important member of the team as the president. And Len Kane is a member of the team, Captain Len Kane. We work together on, even though we're supporting different organizations, like he's the owner and founder of the Golden Rule Society. And I'm on the board of directors on the Hope Collection. See, it's called the Hope Collection for two reasons. One is we want to give people hope. And the other is that when Dr. Joel Griffin started it, his mother's name was Hope. And she was always helping people, always help. She was a professor in teaching children and teaching in high school and college and grade school. And she was helping many of those families to do things and to accomplish things. Well, I guess we're just about out of time here, folks. So I just want to say it was good to talk with you all, and it was great to have Ron Clayton on, and I thank him for that. And it was great to cover some of the areas that are important to people. And I just want to say God bless you all, and you all have a wonderful day and a very, very happy Easter. And just remember the reason for the season. The reason that we have Easter is because of the good Lord. when he was resurrected, and all the things that he's, all the blessings that he's given us. So I appreciate him so much, and I appreciate all the things that God does for us every day. He's in control, and he needs to get the credit for it, and he does. So thank you all for listening, and God bless you all, and God bless America. You have a great day.